Last year, President Donald Trump issued an executive order that killed off a federal program designed to stabilize health insurance rates. Vermont stands to lose more than $12 million a year as a result of those changes. But as VPR's Peter Hirschfeld reports, insurance companies may have found a clever way to make up the loss.
You may remember hearing something about cost-sharing reductions a few months ago. The government was giving this money to insurance companies so they could lower rates for their low-income customers. And these cost-sharing reductions were in the news quite a bit after the president issued an executive order that put an end to the program. Even if you make too much to qualify for the cost-sharing reductions, they matter to you. And here's why. Insurance companies are still legally required to provide low-cost plans to eligible households. Take away the federal subsidies that were supposed to pay for that requirement,
and the insurance companies, with no other change, will be forced to spread those costs out through the marketplace.
That's Mike Fisher, the chief of the Office of the Healthcare Advocate in Vermont. And spreading those costs through the marketplace turns out to be a pretty big deal. Susan Grakowski with MVP Healthcare says actuaries were initially projecting rate increases of around 8% for its customers solely as a result of losing the cost-sharing reductions. Now it looks like that estimate was low.
So now our actuaries are estimating it would be more like a 15% rate increase. So that increases the pressure to be able to do something on that.
Blue Cross Blue Shield of Vermont expects a 2% rate increase for all of its customers as a result of the subsidies expiring, but both insurers say they have a plan to avoid any impact at all. Sarah Teachout is with Blue Cross Blue Shield.
We're doing what's called silver loading.
It's a complicated scheme, but here's the basic concept. The Affordable Care Act has something called premium tax credits. They're another kind of federal subsidy, and they're designed to put health plans within financial reach for people of modest means. By rejiggering premium costs for certain health care plans, Blue Cross and MVP can tweak the formula that determines how much Vermonters will get in premium tax credits.
This is a strategy to maximize federal funding through the advanced premium tax credits to more than offset the loss of federal funding through the cost-sharing reductions.
In other words, increase premiums and you increase the amount of money that Vermonters collectively are taking in premium tax credits. Nobody pays any more than they would otherwise, but the system gets an additional $12 million in tax credits, thereby neutralizing the loss of the cost-sharing reductions. It's not a new concept. Teachout says 37 other states have used the same accounting maneuver to offset the loss of the cost-sharing reductions. There is one problem, however. In order for the plan to work, customers will have to be in on the trick because they'll have to buy the precise health plans that will trigger the increase in premium tax credits. Mike Fisher, the chief healthcare advocate, says that could be a problem, and he's worried customers are going to take one look at the new premiums and say,
"Wow, those premiums are high. In the exchange, I'm going to go buy the silver plan outside the exchange, even though I would have gotten premium tax credits."
Fisher says his office supports the plan, but that insurance companies and the state will need to launch a massive outreach effort to make sure that Vermonters know how to play the system as well as the insurance companies do. For VPR News, I'm Peter Hirschfeld.